First and foremost, we asked both Parnell and Poe about the Alaska Marine Highway System and what they see in the future for the ferry service. Governor Parnell.
Well, look, my administration, we recognize that the Marine Highway System is the Southeast Highway System and needs to be adequately funded. We've released the schedules early this year. We've made that commitment to do that and to fund those schedules, so I think we're on top of it at this point.
That schedule is now up on the Marine Highway's website. On the northbound routes out of Sitka, it starts with between 2 and 4 sailings each week in May, and by August shows an average of 6 sailings per week. Southbound, the ferry is a little more active. May's southbound route out of Sitka includes 3 to 4 sailings each week, and by August, that's up to 8 sailings each week. Poe said that the Marine Highway is important for regional transportation, but that he'd take a look at the long hauls to Bellingham, Washington, and Prince Rupert, British Columbia.
Maybe it's time to start thinking about, does it make any sense to really go to Prince Rupert or Bellingham? Maybe the road you can find in Skagway or Haines is perfectly adequate to head out of southeast Alaska. But we forget that the ferry system's also a lot about getting between southeast communities. So maybe we need to find a way to get back to more basic but more frequent transportation that's really focused on serving the needs of southeast Alaska.
Both men were also asked about subsistence rights for Alaska Natives. State Senator Albert Kukesh is challenging a subsistence violation in court. And earlier this month, at the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood's Grand Camp Convention in Juneau, speakers said limits on subsistence fishing don't allow people to bring in enough food to their villages. Again, Bob Poe.
Most people in Alaska, if it were taken to a vote, polling when this issue was up before, said they supported a rural preference. And that's not a native preference. That's if you're living in rural Alaska and you're defined as rural Alaska, and there's not enough resources to go around. So now the issue is who needs it to just for food, then they should get it first. I think that's a rational idea, but I think we should also manage our fish and game resources for abundance, which our Constitution also says. And as long as we do that for abundance, it should never be an issue. But we also do need to make sure that, and it's an important both cultural and traditional aspect of Alaska, that a lot of us, native and non-native, use fish and game resources as a big part of our food. And, we should support that.
And Parnell on the same subject.
I mean, it's about allocation, and those allocation issues get worked at the Board of Fish as well as at the Subsistence Advisory Councils. That's the appropriate place. But where there are pressures on resources, certainly the subsistence priority already exists, and we're going to continue that in accordance with the law.
Finally, we asked both about the political landscape and the campaign ahead. Both men are one of 3 people seeking their party's nomination for the state's top job. Parnell, who recently filed for re-election, says that for now, he'll focus on doing his job well.
Well, look, I'm going to remain focused as governor on the economy and on our people. You'll see that in the education initiatives I pursue, in the economic initiatives I pursue, and just in the public safety initiatives that we pursue. You're going to see those coming forward in even greater detail as governor. That's what I'm focused on, and the election's going to have to wait till 2010.
Poe, on the other hand, admits that he doesn't have a lot of name recognition, but said he started his campaign early in an attempt to fix that. He hopes voters will see their decision as hiring an employee rather than simply voting for a name they recognize.
Voters kind of get in the habit of voting for the guy that they've heard the name the most. But what you really need to do, just like you'd hire somebody in any business you might run or a board you sit on, you'd hire somebody that can actually do those jobs, who has a proven ability to have vision and make that come to reality, who has the management skills and experience to get that management job done, and who can work their way through those politics well. Now, it's kind of funny, they ask, well, you've never run for office before. Yep, I haven't, because I've never wanted to be a politician. And the only way that you can be governor is to run for political office. So what I want to do is be governor for 2 terms. I think I'm uniquely qualified to do that. What you will never hear me do is run for Senate later, or House, or hope somebody drops out of the sky and picks me as vice president. I am just going to be governor, and after hopefully 2 terms as governor, I'm going to go write and teach.
You can hear longer versions of our interviews with both Bob Poe and Alaska Governor Sean Parnell online at kcaw.org. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.